this guy. Well, let's sing number 45 with our sister Gladys. Did you want to sing that solo, Gladys?
No.
Let's all sing with our sister Gladys.
No.
I have a friend so precious, so very dear to me. He loves me with a tender love. He loves me faithfully. I could not live apart from him. I love to feel him nigh. And so we grow together. Keep us close to your heart as we look to you, Lord, and just yield ourselves up to you and your working. Thank you for the Holy Spirit who's so faithful to draw us to Jesus, to keep us close. And Lord, if we should go astray in any way, we pray that you and your faithfulness will speak to our hearts right away. Help us to hear your voice and to turn, Lord, so that you might smile upon us. Bless our sister Gladys today. I know we prayed for her yesterday, but here on her birthday, we pray that you'll bless her in a special way, and that this song that she has chosen will be her experience increasingly. Lord, walking together, loving together, dwelling together. Lord, we pray that Jesus will become more precious to her this year than ever, and that as she beholds him, that she will be changed into his likeness more and more. Lord, we thank you that that's your promise. And so, Lord, you're the one that makes the changes. And so help her to keep her eyes on Jesus and see him every day, get a glimpse of his glory. We ask it in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Hallelujah, I am walking with the King. Praise his holy name.
Praise his holy name.
Hallelujah, I am walking with the King. Today I am walking with the King.
See, in the Midwest they sing it different than we do.
Okay, do it.
Finally gets its way over here. We work on all the bugs.
Hallelujah, I am walking with the King.
Children on the campgrounds. Now that they're all leaving, the swing set's going up. But that'll be here for the rest that come throughout the summer, and I hope it'll be around here for a long time. Praise God. Let's pray for our children, that God will bless them, and that God will plant seeds into their hearts, I'm sure he has, that will continue to grow and take root in their lives and help them to serve the Lord all the days of their life. That's the best thing we can do. Lord, bless our children, bless these that have been on the campgrounds, my nieces and nephews and my own children, and others, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you'll bless every young person, every child that has been to camp thus far. And Lord, we pray that you will keep them, your hand upon them. Lord, the parents brought their little children to Jesus and their infants, and you laid your hands upon them and imparted a blessing. We don't fully understand what you do for babies and little children. But Lord, we want to pray, lay your hand upon our kids, our boys and girls. Keep your hand upon them. And let that blessing of Jesus just continue to flow into their hearts. And as they grow, Lord, help them to grow to love Jesus more. And to seek him, to find him, to serve him. Lord, this is why you gave us children. That they might find you and serve you and make this world a better place, ushering in the kingdom of God by coming under the lordship of Jesus in their lives. Bless them today, we pray. Bless them as they travel home. Fill every car with your presence, Lord. The plane, Lord, where our brothers and sisters as they travel, let them bring that presence of Jesus, that touch of God, home with them. And Lord, we pray that you will. continue your good work in each life. Amen. Oh, Roll that fan.